Watcher, and welcome to this week's Thrill Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. For me, Peggy Lee's Fever is a contender for best ever song. Here's a version that, whilst not as fantastic as Ms. Lee's Nothing Could Be, is definitely worth a listen.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever, yeah. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. And I light up when you call my name, cause you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. And everybody's got the fever. That is something you will know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. They'll give us fever. Well, now kiss it, fever with that flaming youth. Fever, I'm on fire, and fever, yeah, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas, they had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Danny, no, don't you dare. He gives me fever with his kisses. Fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. So daddy, won't you treat him right? Well, now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I haven't made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. They give you fever, fever if you live, you learn. Fever till you sizzle, what a lovely way to burn. Oh, what a lovely way to burn. Is something you will know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. You give me fever. Ooh, you give me fever. You give me fever.
So, what do you think? Certainly one of the best versions I've heard. The singer was Gwyneth Herbert on a Universal CD called Bitter, Sweet and Blue. Recorded June-July 2004. Tom Corley, piano. John Perry, celli, guitars. Mark Hodgson, the all-important bass. Remember, Peggy Lee's version was just her and a bass. Ian Thomas, drums. And the front line was the Sidwell brothers. Steve, trumpet. Neil, trombone. Wimbledon-born and Durham University graduate Gwyneth normally writes all her own songs, and I'm not sure why we haven't featured her before. We will play her again soon. Tenor man J.R. Monterose is next. ¶¶ was the Paul Chambers song Beauteous, a useful Scrabble word if you're heavy on vowels. The leader on this Rudy Van Gelder October 56 recording date for Blue Note was tenor man J.R. Monterose. And by the way, he's not to be confused with Jack Monterose. This is an eponymous album, his first as a leader, first of not that many. 9 in total over his life. He was a hard bop man, and his most well-known work was as a sideman, notably to people like Buddy Rich, Charles Mingus and Kenny Dorham. Here on Beauteous, Ira Sullivan was on trumpet, Horace Silver piano, Wilbur Ware bass and Philly Joe Jones drums. Just one of those things. Cole Porter's Just One of Those Things, written for the 1935 film Jubilee, a solo piano rendition by Teddy Wilson. Nuff said. Here's Johnny Hodges, our Ellingtonian slot. Thank you. one and only Johnny Hodges, and that's from his first solo album after leaving the Ellington Band for his four-year sabbatical, 51 to 55. That was My Reward, a very gentle ballad recorded Jan 51, so actually before Hodges had properly left the Duke, which was March 51. Hodges on alto, of course, Nelson Williams trumpet, the majestic Lawrence Brown, an Ellingtonian, on trombone, Al Sears tenor, and he went on to become an Ellingtonian, Leroy Lovett piano, Al McKibben bass, and Sonny Greer, another Ellingtonian, on drums. The LP was called Castle Rock. Next up, Wynton Kelly. Wynton Kelly was a truly brilliant pianist, either as a sideman to the likes of Miles, Lester Young, Dizzy, Lockjaw Davis, but also as a leader. He recorded for a number of labels. The song we've just heard, Born to be Blue, was from his first album as a leader, recorded July-August 51 for Blue Note, called Piano Interpretations, with Ellingtonian Oscar Pettiford on bass and Lee Abrams drums. Jamaican-born Kelly fused blues and bop, and had a major impact in the jazz world, even if he didn't quite become a household name. Sadly, he died before his 40th birthday. It must be time we popped over to one of our fave cities, Amsterdam. ¶¶ And that was Zoot Sims with the Phineas Newborn Trio from a September 58 concert in Amsterdam that also featured the Red Garland Trio, Lee Konitz, and the Oscar Pettiford Trio. Not a bad bill, huh? Back to our song, a soulful version of Willow Weep For Me, a song written back in 1932 by Anne Ronell. Zoot Sims, tenor, Phineas Newborn, piano, and oddly, this beautifully packaged Netherlands Jazz Archive album doesn't tell us the name of the bassist or the drummer. I'm assuming it's Oscar Pettiford and Kenny Clue Clark. It must be. The show was packaged as Jazz from Carnegie Hall. Some critics gave the show a bad review. Certainly the musos were tired. This midnight concert finished at about 2:30 a.m., 3 hours of sleep at the maximum, and off to catch a plane to Berlin for the next evening's concert. And yes, I think I will play you one more from this gig. Thank you. Red Garland Trio, this time with the Ellington Standard, Sea Jam Blues. Yes, it was Oscar Pettiford on bass and Kenny Clue Clark drums. The same gig, September 56th in Amsterdam. Next, a Charlie Parker compo. In fact, my favourite Charlie Parker compo. Glorious song. Charlie Parker's My Little Suede Shoes, Recorded here in the UK, High Barn Studio in North Essex. The recording date, August 2008. The leader is trumpeter Henry Armberg Jennings, one of the stars of a recent iteration of the National Youth Jazz Orchestra. I saw him a couple of times with the Clark Tracy Quintet 2 or 3 years back now, and was greatly impressed with his playing. Clark Tracy does a brilliant job of encouraging young jazz musos. I'm seeing another alumni of that quintet next week at the Pizza Express in Soho, the pianist Harry Bolt. But back to this song. Alex Garnett was on tenor, Leon Greening piano, Julian Berry bass, and Nat Steele drums. Watch out for young Henry, a star in the making. A live recording from Torino next. That's from an album of songs written by Alec Wilder, arranged by the leader and pianist on this April 2014 gig at the Teatro Vittoria, Torino, in front of a very quiet and respectful audience. The leader and pianist is Stefano Battaglia, Salvatore Maiori bass and Roberto Dani drums. And in spite of my appalling accent, you may well have deduced that they are all Italians. The song has the rather unappealing title of When I Am Dead, My Dearest. But it is a love song by a woman imploring her lover to sing No Sad Songs for Me, Plant Thou No Roses at My Head. This next song is a jazz ballad. I know that, as it's called a jazz ballad, so no surprises. Thank you. from a New York December 1957 recorded MRC label LP called Cleveland Style, and featuring, as leader, the trombonist Jimmy Cleveland. We heard a jazz ballad, which was written by Ernie Wilkins, who did most of the arrangements as well on the album. Ernie said he felt very good the day he wrote it, felt inspired. I put down whatever came into my head, unquote. It's a fabulous lineup. Cleveland trombone, as we know. Art Farmer, trumpet. Benny Golson, tenor. Who else but Wynton Kelly on piano? Eddie Jones, bass. And it was just before Eddie Jones joined the Basie Band, if you remember from last week's show. And finally, Charles Persip, drums. Charles, of course, later became Charlie. Plus a tuba on our song, a jazz ballad. It was played by Jay McAllister. Don Butterfield plays on half of the tracks. It's guitar time. Thank you. Avalon, as in Avalon, California. The song is credited to Al Johnson, Buddy De Silva and Vincent Rose, although Rose seems to have been the main creative force behind it. Chris Flory is the guitarist, a young 36-year-old when this album was recorded in New York in Jan 88. The other three members of the group were younger. Mike Ladon, piano, Hammond B3 on some of the tracks, Phil Flanagan, bass and Chuck Riggs, drums. Flory is a native of Providence, Rhode Island, so no surprise to find he's recorded lots with fellow Rhode Islander Scott Hamilton. Flory also spent 6 years with Benny Goodman. Somehow it's crept round to our last one, and I've chosen a very slow, sensual ballad. Can I say sensual on the radio? Better not, to be on the safe side. I've chosen a very slow ballad. That's better. It's the Victor Young, Edward Heyman gem, When I Fall in Love. Heyman's lyrics are delicious. When I fall in love, it will be forever, or I'll never fall in love. When I give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never give my heart. Ricky Woodward, tenor, alto on some tracks, is the leader on this LA Feb 91 recording session. He came from a musical family. In fact, they had a family band. Dwight Dickerson, piano, Tony Dumas, bass, and Harold Mason, drums. When I Fall in Love. Thank you. As always, I really hope you've enjoyed this week's selections, and I equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.